All right. So I had a talk yesterday. You missed it, but so today I'm going to talk not about Passbolt, the open source password manager, which we are building with my friends here, Kevin, Clayton, and Shmuti. I'm going to talk about passkeys because I have the chance to participate and be a FIDO Alliance member and sit and participate to the plenary conference and the CPSIG. You will see FIDO, they love acronyms, so it means Credential Provider Special Interest Group, so because we are a credential provider. So what is authentication? Just so that everybody knows a little bit what we are going to talk about. Authentication is something you know, or something you have, or something that you are, like biometric, or something you do. Like you can even have like behavior-based authentication. So authentication these days is generally a combination of one or two of these factors. You know about passwords, and password-based authentication have a lot of issues. So you have like issues of the user selecting a weak password, or basically people being able to brute force, or like phishing is a big one, and you have all sorts of other issues. Generally, you can implement countermeasure to make sure that basically your authentication is good enough, but phishing is the one that is really hard to solve because it depends on the user. So you can solve, for example, password strength selection by introducing a credential manager, and you can prevent a little bit of the phishing with a credential manager, but you still, you know, have some room there. So who has set up passkeys as a user in the room? Well, quite a bit of people. Who have, as a developer, implemented either authenticator or like implemented passkeys authentication on the website? Yeah, three people. So we can see here that it's still a new topic. So what is a passkey? You'll see that passkeys mean different things for different people. So I'm going to try to give you like a 10,000 feet view of passkeys and not like go too deep into the protocols and the options for the protocol or a particular implementations, but just give you like a high level view of the landscape, something that I would have liked when I start